following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles and his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Started. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Friday. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan. We're going to be chatting with the voice of Idaho State as they come rolling in. James Bryant will have our pigskin pick'ems today. The coach says, let's not look at this as Yellowstone Park or another national monument. It's just going to be so brutal tomorrow, Jimmy. They're talking about, I mean, this isn't South Dakota State. There are being comparisons made how Nebraska didn't play well against them. They at least had some athletes that could come in, and if they played extremely perfect as they could, they still got beat 17-3. But this is going to be, and it better be handled this way by the team, but this is going to be one of the worst teams that have ever played at Memorial Stadium in Idaho State.
I agree with you. You know, last week, just to give people an idea, I mean, I think Idaho State played Black Hills State.
Yeah.
Can imagine the difference on those two. You know, you played one team one week, and then you turn around and play this other team the other week. So, yeah, this would be one of the biggest mismatches in Nebraska history.
Now, whether that shows up on the scoreboard, I mean, Nebraska has beaten good teams, 77. I mean, Arizona State came in that year after they won the national title. What was that, 77-21 or something like that? Missouri, 56-0 repeatedly. I don't think Nebraska is going to put up 60, 70 points tomorrow because that's just not the way they're designed to do things. This isn't a team that's going to go back and throw deep balls all day like some of the spread offenses that throw the ball do. But they're going to run the ball. Everybody's going to get in. And this team did put some points up on Air Force, and it's not like Air Force is a 1-11 football team. So I think there's a chance they could hit a couple of home runs here. They're going to throw the ball. It could be a long game. They're going to throw the ball a lot in this football game. A lot of short passes, not allow Nebraska to get in there. So hopefully jump a couple of routes, get a couple of defensive, if they're not scores, get the turnovers, take care of things. Don't be messing around. Have this game well over by halftime. It doesn't have to be at the end of the first quarter. I mean, you never know how things are going to pan out, but this game needs to be over at halftime, so there's no worry about it.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to pay $58 for a ticket if you're trying to get one outside the stadium.
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting point, too, because I've been joking with some folks about this. All of a sudden, now last week there was a lot of tickets available. The student section wasn't full. At the start of the game, it kind of was by the middle of the first quarter because of, well, we all know why. But they show up a little late for these beautiful 2:30 games. But that was an 11 o'clock game. This will be a 2:30 game. I think this is a great opportunity to go to a game, tailgate, take the family. A lot of tickets available. But I do chuckle about the folks that say, tickets available, only face value. Just want face value for them. Just face value. You know what? You know what? That's fine. That's fine. You wanna sell me your tickets for face value? That's fine. But you better include next week's game for face value as well. I mean, don't think that you're doing somebody a favor by giving them tickets for, oh, it's only face value.
Yes,
it's only face value. You know what? The university is only charging you face value for Wisconsin and Southern Miss and Ohio State and Michigan and all those Big Ten home games over the last 2 years. So it's just something I laugh about a little bit.
Yeah, season tickets, you get something with it. On the Kansas City Royals this year, if you bought a season ticket, you got to go to the All-Star game.
You got a free car.
Home run derby. There's a lot of things, but I would imagine a Minnesota Twin Kansas City Royal ticket in September, you probably aren't going to have to pay face value either.
Ugh. You know what's so great about the Royals? They even have a makeup game on Monday for a rain out in April.
Is that right?
Yeah, so as if we needed more of that. But that's all on the program today. High school football action tonight. Hall of Fames. You've got the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. We talked about that a little earlier this week with Dick Buechner. You've got UNK's Hall of Fame is coming up this week. You've got so many great items, great things that are going on in the world of sports that it takes a full hour to chat about it all. And one thing, when we do our Pigskin Pick'em, and I was talking with our producer Jeff earlier in the week about this, there's supposedly all these top 25 matchups this week, Jimmy, but if you look at Vegas, none of them are within 7 points, and only one or two of them are within 12 or 13 points. They're all big spreads. All of them are big spreads.
Yeah, Vegas wants you to take the dog this week. It's a little different than it is some weeks. You know, when they're laying 14, Oklahoma, Kansas State, Vegas wants you to take Kansas State on that game. So that's why there's some big spreads there. The interesting one to me is the Baylor-Louisiana Monroe game, you know. That's right. You know, and last night, too, you know, you had Boise State at home, 6.5-point favorite, and, of course, they don't cover. But
How terrible was that game?
Yeah, it was kind of amazing. It was 86% of the people yesterday had bet Boise State, you know, so only 14% were on the correct side. But what was interesting about that game, late in the game, they went for that 2-point conversion with 4 minutes to go.
Why?
You know, yeah.
You haven't done anything all game.
Offensively, no. Just that one drive. That was it.
What they said, they had 61 yards passing. And look at how BYU has lost the last 2 weeks. They had that fiasco with Utah last week where they rushed. They had a sack. Then they missed the field goal. Then they rushed, and they get another chance when the fans rush because they penalize them. And then they hit the upright on a 36-yarder that would have sent it to overtime. Then last night, Boise's only touchdown was a defensive touchdown. And then they go for two. And the announcers last night were just going, what are they doing? And here's the bottom line, Jim. The guy was open. The quarterback just underthrew him.
Yeah,
the pass
point.
Was right at him. It just hit him in his feet. He was open.
Yeah, you're right. You know, kind of an interesting deal, too. You know, talking about Boise State. Remember that first game? I think they played Michigan State, didn't they, real early in the year? And at that time, everybody thought, hey, those two teams are going to be really good. And now we're kind of looking at them. Maybe these two teams are not that good.
Well, it's going to be some interesting picks as we take a look at our Pigskin Pick'em sheet for today. Baylor, Louisiana, Monroe is one of those games on the sheet for tonight.
Yes, it is.
So, and here's another thing. I decided to throw on a couple of more just because a lot of these are too, I mean, it's easy. We're not picking against the spread. We're just picking on coin flips. So somewhere in there, we're going to get an upset. And we're going for 3 weeks in a row as a victory here.
Yeah, you know, Oregon State's playing at UCLA. Can you see that one? That's going to be a very intriguing game. The day UCLA beat Nebraska, Oregon State also beat Wisconsin.
All of a sudden, that's a big game.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year? Oregon State taking on. But UCLA, our doubleheader tomorrow, Missouri and South Carolina, then Michigan and Notre Dame. That's our college football doubleheader. A lot of the big games are also late in the day. No 11 a.m. shockers tomorrow that Nebraska always seem to get saddled with. Oh, yeah, the first 11 a.m. game of the year will be Nebraska versus whoever. I think those 11 a.m. games.
You know, the Big Ten plays a lot of those 11 a.m., don't they? Isn't that right? Yeah. You know, and then the Big East maybe, you know. So, yeah, we're kind of getting used to those 11 a.m.s instead of the old-fashioned 1 o'clock, you know.
Loved 2:30. This is great. Love 2:30. It's perfect.
TV's taking over.
You
That's
can tailgate
good.
Beforehand. You have time to do whatever you want afterwards. And if you just want to drive down and back to the game, you don't have to leave incredibly early, and you don't get home incredibly late unless you live in Scotts Bluff.
Yeah, that's a long... They might want to go to the Wyoming game. God,
every time I drive to Lincoln on the Saturday morning of a game, invariably, you see a 21-county plate going down the interstate, and you're just going, you know they left this morning. You know they did. Whether it's, Last week saw one. 2 weeks ago, or the home game, the first home game against Southern Miss, saw one. I'm thinking, 6 a.m.? They had to leave Scotts Bluff at 6 a.m. to make like a 1:30 kickoff or a 2:30 kickoff.
Yeah, you know, in geography, one time I looked this up because we refereed quite a bit at Chatterton State College, and the commissioner always sent us there when I lived in Kearney to referee college football games in Chatterton. It was just an amazingly long trip. And then somebody told me that does geography that, you know, Chicago to Omaha is closer than Omaha to Chatterton. Didn't know that, but, you know, looked it up. It's just a few miles. But, yeah, it kind of gives you the geography of the state of Nebraska.
Real scary, quick. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And that makes it interesting. We always come up with those things at state tournament time, too, when the extreme far west teams roll out. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the number if you'd like to be on today's program. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Basketball has kind of come up, and we've had the chance to talk about it a little bit this week. Billy Gillespie, he's worse health than Bo Pelini, apparently, because he's now gone at Texas Tech, and I don't think anybody misses him after they went 8-23.
Yeah, you know, that happened about, what was it, 2 weeks ago, maybe three, maybe even a month ago. They started looking into that, and, you know, I don't know what to tell you on a situation like that. I don't know enough information. I know it's too bad when those things happen, but there evidently was an investigation, and it probably appeared to me that, you know, he thought it'd be better just to get out right now, you know. So, and then, you know, how do you know somebody else's health? His health could be tremendous, and this could have led something, too, you know, with the stress of this. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, Texas Tech's had some trouble with their coaches the last maybe 4 years football and basketball and some other. And that does happen in some in areas in NCAA.
They had their time to be on top of the world there, and it was a very brief time. But they were fun to watch, and now they're going to have to rebuild in both areas. Nebraska football, couple notes. Chase Rome back on the team after being gone for a little while. Coach Pelini saying he got through some issues and was ready to come back. He was practicing all week and would be available tomorrow if they needed him. Also, Tyler Moore headed to Florida. Coach Pelini confirming that he won't return, saying, well, we didn't have to release him from his scholarship because he enrolled in a JUCO. And any of the folks that were at our Husker lunch the last week or two heard both Sean Callahan and Steve Sipple address this. Here's the funny thing. According to the Tampa Bay Times, they talked to his father, Brian, and he has been more than vocal. He likes the attention. Tyler considered coming back to Nebraska, but worried about the team's reaction, saying, quote, the big question was how open would his teammates be after he left? That would have been a big gamble. They would have every right to be apprehensive about welcoming him back. That kind of weighed on his decision. Coach Pelini basically saying, I didn't worry about it because he wasn't on the team. And he definitely isn't on the team now. So there you go. Rex Burkhead will be back in tomorrow for the Big Red as well. Love to hear from you. If you would like to join in on today's program, as we said, phone numbers, emails are there for you. Tri-City Storm will play their final preseason game this afternoon. They won yesterday 3-2 over Indiana. So they're now 3-1 of the preseason. The regular season, unbelievably, opens 1 week from today. And announced today as well that RFA 5 is set for the Viero Event Center on November 30th. Now, the first three sessions were at the Viero Event Center. RFA 4 is going to be in Vegas. RFA 5 will have its first ever title fight. This will be between Jordan Rinaldi and Jared Downing at the 145-pound weight class. Friday, November 30th at the Viero Event Center. Tickets will go on sale next Friday, September the 28th. And T.J. Hepburn and a variety of other Kearney and area fighters will be on the card as well as they continue to put that together. You into this MMA stuff?
No, really not. And definitely don't want to be called out you know, from the crowd to say, hey, you want to participate in this? You know,
don't even want to really referee.
Yeah, I'm going to be real far back if I go to one of these. Yeah,
you keep me out of that ring. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but don't forget, folks, when you're out there tailgating, whether it's the Huskers or the Lopers at home this weekend or the high school game, the football means tailgating, and that is Troutman's Quality Meats. Troutman's has some great specials right now for your tailgate party. Come grab some fresh Italian sausage, and do we? You even knew how to spell that. Nice.
Thanks to Google.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just going, wow. Jeffrey stepping up, showing that O'Neill Eagle education right there.
Yeah, baby.
Some Italian sausage, andouille, or garlic sausage, plus fresh out of the smokehouse this afternoon. Polish sausages, brats, wieners, your favorites are all right there. And don't forget Troutman's Quality Steaks, whether it's for a meal tonight or the ultimate tailgate. Troutman's USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. If you're coming into town, maybe you're a UNK alum and you haven't had a chance to try Troutman's, they're right across from the old Bob Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney. Check them out today. Carrie and the gang open 6 days a week. They're open tomorrow for you as well. Slide in and see the great folks and enjoy Troutman's Quality Meats. We'll take a break. Coming up just around the corner, we'll talk with the play-by-play voice from Idaho State and all that and more, plus Pigskin Pick'em, James Bryant, after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Fall is here, my favorite time of the year. We got birthdays, special days, or just showing you care. Why don't you send the perfect gift of the season with the Sunflower Harvest Bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. I've got one and my wife loves it. It's a full, vibrant bouquet of fresh sunflowers. 1-800-Flowers.com is dedicated to delivering the finest quality flowers backed by their 100% smile guarantee. And the Sunflower Bouquet reflects the best of the fall season, bursting with bright colors. Right now, order the Sunflower Harvest Bouquet and get a premium tin vase and a delicious box of cookies for $29.99. That's a $70 value for $29.99, $40 off. To get this offer, 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there now. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you could call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
It's another full Friday night of high school football right here and on our World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Central City. On ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia is at Superior. Beatrice will be at Hastings High on 1230 KHAS, while on Classic Hits 98.9, Centura is at Ravenna, and on The Breeze 94.5, Adams Central is at Gibbon. It's great high school football Friday night right here and on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 77. Northwest winds will also stay gusting around 15 to 25. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 68.
Drive you crazy.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They've been having a great summer, and it's all because of you, the customer, and the trust that you have put in their auto dealerships, in the bosses, in the salesmen and women, in the maintenance department that are always taking care of you. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You want to sell your car? Well, they'll take care of that as well. The fastest route is to sell it to Midway. Bring in your car to one of the dealerships, and they'll take a look at it, ask you some questions about what you've done to the vehicle, and take it for a quick test drive, giving you a competitive trade-in quote, and it all takes about 30 minutes. You can't sell your car any faster than that, and you can't do any better than their hassle-free pricing and checking everything out on the lot or online. The inventory is there at thinkmidway.com. And don't forget to like Midway on Facebook, chat live with their staff, plus print off service specials online and save at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Our poll question for the weekend, which team will win the second National League wild card? You've already decided the Braves are going to win the first one?
Yes, sir.
That is so awesome. The Brewers, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, or the Phillies? I think it's more like who do you want to win? I don't really care. I'm not a fan of any of those teams. I'll root for the Braves and Chipper Jones in his last go-through.
Yeah, there's a couple teams there that just have been dominating, you know, and that, you know, lately there's been some games that Houston, you know, the Houston Astros went and got a hold of somebody and beat them five, you know, won for like five games in a row or something, and no one's really taken charge of that. You know, they're all just playing 500 baseball, and no one's made that move to, you know, to go 14-7 and separate themselves.
Well, the Phillies have been trying so hard, all of a sudden, they and the Brewers, who didn't seem to be in the race at all, Phillies were written off here a month and a half ago. And they have all the makings of the Cardinals on them from last year. They make a run. All of a sudden, they just sneak into the playoffs, and then they go on to win the World Series. And the Phillies would be imagine they've done this after trading a lot of their really good players to the Dodgers and other teams when they thought that they were all out of it. It's amazing what they've been able to do to bounce back there. Our poll question yesterday, is Fred Couples a Hall of Famer? 79% of you said yes. All you have to do to vote on our poll question is log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also listen to all of our high school broadcasts. Here's the football lineup for tonight on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholics at Central City, 1550 St. Cecilia's at Superior, 1230 KHAS, Hastings will host Beatrice. On the Breeze, 94.5, Adams Central is at Gibbon, and on Classic Hits, 98.9, Centura will be at Ravenna. All those games live on the air and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Last night, Lincoln Southeast had to hold on to the last minute to beat Lincoln Southwest 21-14. Millard South beat Omaha South 50-13. Creighton Prep over Omaha Northwest 38-14. Clearwater Orchard over Chambers Wheeler Central 42-28. And Mullen beat Sandhill Stedford 44-16. And of course, tonight as well, Jim, is the annual Kearney Grand Island matchup.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game. You know, the last three times they played, both those teams were, you know, kind of in the top 10 playoff things, and this is the first time this game has probably been a mismatch on paper right now. You know, Grand Island got beat by Norfolk last week. They've had some key injuries, you know, and Kearney High's been on a roll and, you know, played real competitive last Thursday. You know,
well, the one place Darryl Morris can't look for a quarterback this season is Grand Island, where they were trying to find one last year. Cahoy gets knocked out, and they kind of put him in there to take care of their quarterbacking situation. And we talked with Coach Tomlin before the season started. He knew that this was going to be the roughest job that he'd had since the first year that he took over. They have been done some really good things. There's only one thing in there, and I don't think Coach Cool will ever, at least the coaching staff won't ever be unprepared. But all those times where Grand Island you thought was the favorite in this game and Kearney just keep beating them and keep beating them 10, 11 times in a row before Grand Island finally won last year, that would have to be the one thing you're trying to sell to your kids at Grand Island. You know what? This is the time we're not supposed to win, so let's go in and do it.
You know, you talk about games or the rivals where somebody says, hey, you can throw them out the window, throw the records out the window. You know, I don't know if you can ever really completely do that. It sounds great, you know, but this game definitely, Grand Island and Kearney compete. And when they compete, you know, they're not too many miles, I guess it's 42 miles. And, you know, I'd say it's safe to say that when they line up, they don't like each other.
No, they're going to get after it tonight. Just got to take care of the ball if you're Kearney High. Don't forget their tailgate is tonight. Fall Royalty will be crowned. It's all going starting at 5:30 with their tailgate tonight at Kearney High. What else sticks out to you tonight, Jim?
Well, you know, I look at, Amherst is undefeated. You know, they're 3-0. They're playing Wilcox Hildreth, who's 2-1. And, those two teams haven't been to the playoffs for, a few years. And Amherst, had a one-point win over Loomis and a two-point win over Eustis Farnham. And this is a big game for them. It's also a big game for Wilcox Hildreth. The winner probably go to the playoffs. Unfortunately, they both got to play Shelton and Kennesaw here back-to-back here, too. So, undefeated seasons aren't probably going to happen, either team. But that one was appealing to me when I saw it. Elwood and Bertrand a little bit. Elwood and Bertrand might be the best two teams in that district. Bertrand might be easily the best, but Elwood's been competing. They had a tough loss against Alma last week. The Adams Central-Gibbon game, there's Gibbon 3-0 playing Adams Central 3-0. And, if Gibbon can get Adams Central to punt the ball a few times in the first half, maybe they can stay with them. But if not, it could be a long night. Adams Central on paper, by all the media people, have picked them to be a really strong football team with all the Class B schools they played last year. And Gibbon, I think, finished like 1-7 last year. I'm not for sure about that. But, Gibbon's done what they needed to do this. Eli Van Meter's got about 1,000 yards rushing already. And I'm sure they're really pumped and excited to be playing in the game. All you can do as a coach is try to get there. You've done what you can do. You made them 3-0. Now here we go, and makes the game exciting.
And this is one of the – this following statement is one of the big-picture deals, Jimmy, because we've seen it at every level, the collegiate level, the high school level, the Division I, II, NAI. Gibbon, don't sell your whole season for tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Beating Adams Central is – this is as serious as beating Ogallala or beating Wood River, winning one game. If you win tonight – don't think that you've won the state championship. And if you lose tonight, don't think that your season is over. It's admitted that Nebraska sold out when USC came to Lincoln here in Callahan's era, got blown out, and the season just that's what led to the crumbling. There was too much put on one game. And there are a variety of those instances around the state. Gibbon can go 7-1 and lose to Adams Central. What would be wrong with that?
Yeah,
that right now.
If Gibbon goes 5-3, that's a good season. You know what I mean? They just keep to, they're competing against Adams Central. They didn't make this schedule.
Well, there's a lot of teams. Talked about Wilcox Hildreth. They made some playoffs here just within the last decade. But as you said, boy, with the smaller schools, the tide can turn in a hurry, and they have been struggling lately. And as you said, Amherst has been down the last couple of years. There are some teams though, like we love to see every year, that are turning the corner.
Amherst, one thing about Amherst, they had to play five games against, Pleasanton. I'm talking about, their schedule in a two-year period. They had to play Pleasanton.
Playoff teams.
Yeah. SEM was good, at that time. They played Bertrand. They played Loomis.
They lost their coach, though.
I don't know what happened there. I know. But, basically, Loomis was really good. Bertrand was really good. And Pleasanton. And so, they had some games that they had to compete with. But right now, that 6-2 is possible for them.
Well, it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing these teams again. James Bryant, the voice of Idaho State, scheduled to join us here momentarily on the Doug and Daddy Show. While we hook up with him, there's gonna be some other. Centura's a team like that. I'm going to go see them tonight.
Good point.
Greg Hansen comes in. It just takes a while to get more kids out, get them physically ready to go, and get them back. If you see a bare cupboard, and unfortunately, Centura just didn't have a lot of guy athletes there for a little bit, and now they're coming along. They're a little banged up. But, Adams Central Gibbon, Adams Central playoff, win playoff games, go to state semifinals. Ravenna's been playoff, undefeated, getting into the state quarterfinals. They haven't went quite as deep, but they've been there year after year. Centura hasn't, Gibbon hasn't, Wilcox Hildreth hasn't, and now it might be their turn.
It's really exciting, though, when this does happen, because, you're in the weight room, you were in the weight room, whether you're 1-7, 2-6, you're working hard all the time. You pay the same amount of money for your shoes as those other people do. So it's really nice when you work hard and some good things happen to you. Right now, you look at Sandy Creek, they're 0-3. You know what I mean? And they could be 5-3. They just got to get things going and get rolling and get that good body language going and practice and see what happens. Yeah. I think Minden playing Gothenburg is another game that's intriguing to me this week, too. So.
Yeah, you're right. It's funny. If you pick up this schedule – and it says 2012 on it, but if it said 2009, Axtell Shelton.
Yeah,
just
right.
3-4 years ago. You know, it reversed. These smaller schools, they're so cyclical. You have to be so lucky to be a Howells or right now a Giltner or some of these other schools. So hopefully everybody has some good playoff action tonight. And don't forget a good football tonight, getting them towards the playoffs. A lot of districts start tonight, especially in Class A. And it doesn't matter if you're 0-3. If you go out and win your district, you're going to the state playoffs. So don't forget our scoreboard show following Centura Ravenna tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio on this Friday. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Nebraska's opponent tomorrow in Idaho State with the voice of the Bengals, Jerry Miller. He joins us today. Jerry, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Doug. Thanks for the invitation.
Great to have you on. And this is one of those things where how do you even measure talking about an Idaho State team when they're catching a lot of flack and they're catching a good paycheck? What's the feeling today?
You know, our guys are so excited to be able to come to play football in Nebraska. Yeah, you're right. We've struggled. We won 2 games last year. We've only won 1 conference game each year over the last 3 seasons. And we're definitely a program that has been dragging the bottom of the barrel. But Coach Kramer is getting this thing turned around. He's got these kids excited to play no matter where they go. And, yeah, it's a great payday, and it's something that we need for our program. I'm talking to Coach Kramer on the coach's show the other night, and we were talking about, you know, getting $600,000 for the game, and he had a choice. He could have gone to Colorado State for $300,000 and probably been more competitive, or Nebraska for $600,000, and he said, look, I've got a fiduciary coach that uses the term fiduciary. He says, I've got a fiduciary responsibility to the athletic department, because he knows that money's not just going into our football program. That is raising every other program in our department.
I know that when we did get a chance to talk to Coach Kramer after this game was signed, and at the time, he was fired up. Is he still fired up this week?
He is still fired up, and it's great to be around him and his kids. They are excited to play football, like I said, no matter where they play. In our local newspaper this morning, Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez was quoted as saying, hey, this is the Super Bowl for these guys from Idaho State. And it was interesting because our players said, I don't know what he's talking about. This isn't our Super Bowl. Our Super Bowl is when we're playing for our conference title at the end of the season. He says, this is an opportunity to go play in a storied facility against a storied program, but it's another football game, and we're going to try to use it to get ready to open conference play next week. So I think the kids have got a pretty good perspective on this. I know that especially the new freshmen in our program are definitely going to have their eyes wide open when they look around and see 85,000 people in the stadium, but they're going to have a lot of fun.
Hey, this is Jim Langan here, and hey, it looks like your coach has got a little charisma about himself, because he made a comment here, and it goes, whether we're playing Nebraska, the Green Bay Packers, or the Black Hill State JVs, we need to work on our pass protection. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty good. It sounds like you got a really good receiver.
You know, we've got a lot of good receivers, and the best one on the team hasn't played yet, and that's Roderick Rumble. He pulled a hamstring in fall camp and hasn't seen one play of action yet. Coach is hoping that he's ready for the game. We're hoping that he's ready, but it's interesting. Derek Graves, who is the leading receiver in FCS football in the country at 15 catches a game, would be Roderick's backup if Rumble were playing. And Cam Richmond is like fourth in the country at 10 catches a game in FCS ball. And we got some darn good receivers. Josh Hill is third on our team in catches. He's a big, talented tight end who plays like a wide receiver. And we got another kid named Luke Austin, who's one of those Steve Largent kind of kids. He runs the perfect route, and if the ball is close, he's going to catch it. So Kevin Yost has got a lot of good targets to throw the ball to.
Yeah, I saw where he was like a 40 out of 50 against Air Force, you know, throwing the ball. So he threw the ball 50 times against Air Force. So,
yeah, you know, Jim, in 2 games he's thrown 109 passes, just 1 interception and 4 touchdowns. But he's got 28 incomplete passes and coach was talking to us, and he says, you know, as we graded him out on the film, out of those 28 incomplete passes, only six were the fault of Kevin Yost. The rest were because receivers ran the wrong routes or they didn't catch a ball that was catchable. And that's the kind of kid Kevin Yost is. He's very talented. He's athletic. He's got a great arm, and he knows exactly where to go if his first read is covered and his second read is covered. He's a smart kid.
Right. Jerry Miller is the play-by-play voice for Idaho State, and he's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Sounds like this is a very quick, don't hold on to the ball, which is good if you're going to take on a lot bigger defensive line. It sounds like the whole message here is that it's not a very big football team, but the offense can at least keep things going if they get just a second to hold on to the ball.
You know, it's interesting. When we played at Air Force, we were down 28-0 at halftime, and we came out in the second half and scored on our first two drives against their first-team defense. And their coaches came to our coaches after the game, and they wanted to talk to them and get together with them later in the season and find out how we did what we did, because we were the first team since the mid-2000s to go into Air Force and score on our first two possessions of the second half, and both of those were 75-yard drives. And, you know, we were patient. Kevin was patient. He had enough time, you know, with a short drop and short slants and the short out routes and bubble screens and things like that are just a big part of our offense. If he can get rid of the football, chances are one of our guys are going to catch it. And they run that passing offense like a great running team can run the ball up the middle.
You know, I haven't seen you play. Do you have a back in the backfield? Or if you do, do you put him in motion so sometimes there's no one in the backfield except for your quarterback?
We usually have a one-back set. We've got a true freshman that started this year, Xavier Finney, because the other two guys ahead of him were both banged up, and he's already had two games this season that were better than anybody had on the team last year. And so he can run the ball for us, but yes, sometimes you're going to see not just him go in motion out of the backfield, but you'll see him line up as a receiver on the line in our five-wide set.
And are you in shotgun a lot of the time too then?
Almost exclusively, yeah.
Right.
A couple minutes left here with Jerry Miller. He is the voice at Idaho State. The defense would seem to be the biggest concern here. How are you going to try and even slow down Nebraska's rushing attack, which has been very, very good in their first three games? What are the coaches saying about that?
You know, if I was a coach, I'd be having nightmares about that, especially if Rex is back in the starting lineup this week. But it doesn't matter whether he's playing or you've got the guys that have been backing him up, you know, in the last couple of games. You guys just have an amazing running game, and Taylor Martinez can run the football as well. He's very good at it, whether it comes to running or throwing the ball. And there's no doubt, you know, we've got a defensive line that has trouble putting pressure on the quarterback. We've got three linebackers who between the three of them only had one or two starts all of last year. We lost all three starting linebackers to graduation. We've got a couple of pretty good cornerbacks. Our safeties are trying to learn on the go. You know, they've had some experience, but playing a team like Nebraska in the running game, I think I don't think we're going to stop the bleeding. I just think we're going to be able to try to look for a tourniquet and just try to keep you guys out of the end zone, or at least make you put together some long, time-consuming drives before you get points on the board.
That being said, Jerry, what will be considered a success on Saturday for this Bengal team?
Well, I can tell you that Coach Kramer definitely says that I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game. He says, if I walk off of that field at the end of the game and I know that my kids left everything they had on the field and gave it 100%, then I'm going to be pretty happy. If I can see that we've improved over how we played against Black Hill State a couple of weeks ago, and Coach has some, he's got three keys that he uses, like footwork and pad level and finish. Those are the three things that he looks at on every play and every player, and he grades every player on every play of every game. on those three things. And if they show improvement, I can guarantee you that he'll be a happier camper than he was after the win against Black Hills State at home.
You know, one thing that Nebraska's fans have done when teams like this come in, they kind of know what they're up against. And there's been times where at halftime, if that team's competed at all at well, they will give them a standing ovation as they leave the field. You know, the whole crowd, when they're going underneath the tunnel, this is at halftime, you know. So, you know, if they compete and do things well, they will have a great time in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I promise you, they know about that. And the guy, Tim Lewis, my broadcast partner, he spent some time in the Big Ten, and he knows all about Nebraska football, and he's already told us about the standing ovations and how great Nebraska fans are. And, you know, how can you not love coming into an environment like that where people not only love their team, but they love the sport, and they love anybody who comes in there and gives it their all and gives it their best. And I just think it's going to be not only a great experience for the kids and the coaches, it's going to be an awesome experience for me, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, anytime you get, it doesn't matter what level you're at, anytime you get to go do something at the next level, it's something to cherish. Are you even surprised, Jerry, about the interest from Nebraska fans, whether it's talking to you or the coaches or the players, even though it's Idaho State, a team that went 2-9 last year in the FCS, are you even surprised how much Nebraska is interested in what the Bengals have?
Not one bit. you know, I got phone calls when the game was announced, when the schedule was announced in Nebraska. And I'll tell you this, I tell people, since Wednesday, you are the ninth interview that I have done as the radio play-by-play guy, and that will never happen with any other team that we probably play in the next 10 years.
And finally, just give us a sense of what the expectations are after this week for this football club. Are they going to be headed in the right direction? Can they be competitive in the Big Sky Conference this year?
You know, if we come out of the game against you guys without any serious injuries, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. We're still going to give up some points, but our offense is so much better than it was last year. Our offensive line has improved. We're definitely going to be able to move the football against other teams. And I think we're going to really see our defense play better as a unit this year and not so many individuals. And I really see that starting to come together. And you know, we're picked to finish like second to last in a 12-14 team conference, and I think we're going to surprise some people and finish closer to the middle of the pack.
Well, it sounds awesome, Jerry. We hope everything goes well and everybody especially stays healthy. I know that's one of the main concerns when there are mismatches on paper. And 2:30 kickoff tomorrow, Big Ten Network, Idaho State and Nebraska. Enjoy your time in Lincoln and have a successful season.
Well, you know, I'm crossing my fingers on the injuries. Last year when we played at Washington State, we actually put their quarterback out for half the season. So I know it can go both ways, but I don't want anybody to get hurt tomorrow. I truly appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and Jim this morning, and look forward to a great day tomorrow. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry, you're a great guy, and I'll tell you what, I hope you enjoy the press box when you're up there. It'll be okay. It'll be a great experience.
I'll love it. I'll be in the booth with the black Go Bengals flag hanging behind me.
Sounds good, Jerry. Enjoy your time, and hopefully we can chat with you again in the future.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care. On the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Jerry Miller, the voice of Idaho State. We need to take a break here. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. If you're looking for lunch on the lighter side, try their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. Or if you just need a little snack, pick me up in the afternoon, try one of their real fruit smoothies. Two locations of BK in Kearney, also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
Hi, it's the Herd. You have to have a plan for your family's future. You do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you have to make sure your family's legally protected. So where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? I know, LegalZoom.com. You'll find wills, power of attorney, living trusts, and more. Or if you're thinking of starting a business, you can form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, and more. LegalZoom was created 12 years ago by a team of experienced attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, if you'd like an attorney to review your document, LegalZoom's got that covered through their legal plans available in most states. Protect your family and business today at LegalZoom.com. It's not a law firm, but you can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout, LegalZoom.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 77. Northwest winds will also stay gusting around 15 to 25. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, don't forget the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to their annual Youth Mentor Hunt held at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Ground, northeast of Kearney. And this is for kids aged 12 to 15. They get about 30 kids each year. They do a great job of putting together the hunt. And here's what happens. Each of the youth receives a hat and upland game vest. You'll participate in activities such as blue rock shooting, dog handling, shotgun pattering, gun safety, and cleaning, and bird cleaning. The guns and shells are provided. If you prefer to use your own gun, they just have to okay that first. The hunt will be October 20th, registration at 7:30, and you'll be done by 2 o'clock. Pre-registration form must be filled out and returned, and all participants must have a hunter safety card. For more information, you can call Dave at 440-1325 or pick up a release form at Old West Guns in Kearney. Again, the number 440-1325. It is always a great job by the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever. Well, obviously, Nebraska's never played Idaho State, Jim. But here's an interesting tidbit. The Huskers have never faced Idaho State, but athletic director and Hall of Fame coach Tom Osborne lost to the Bengals during his collegiate playing career at Hastings College.
That's amazing.
That is incredible. Hastings, Nebraska is now playing a team that Hastings played.
Now, you knew that before? Did you have to look that
up? No, I had to see that. 1957. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is the third straight year that Nebraska has played a team from the FCS. Not the Big Sky Conference, but from the FCS, which is the old 1AA. I still can't get it straight. Is the old 1AA. They played South Dakota State in 2010 and Chattanooga in 2011. So this will be the third consecutive year that they have taken on one of these juggernauts. And we've got Pigskin Pick'em coming up. You might want to keep that in mind. We got to get somebody in for the 70-inch HGTV and or HDTV from Russell's and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. We're also going to be giving away, just for getting in for Pigskin Pick'em today, a large combo meal to Big Daly's Deli in Kearney and in Hastings. And also, if you beat us, the Cunningham's gift cards, which this week, because we have won 2 weeks in a row, we add another $20 on. Whoever beats us, if you beat us this week, $60.
$60.
Don't see it happening.
That's big.
You know
money.
What I actually do? I think you're going to have to carry it this week because I've got this feeling that I'm going to make a couple of stupid picks.
Well, I don't know if what you're I don't know because I'll tell you what, you've been doing pretty well lately. But, hey, there's some big games here with some big spreads on them. That's right.
And we are going to do Pigskin Pick'em in just a moment. Here's how we get you in. You get one shot at us. That's it. You get one chance. If you qualify with us on Friday, you get one chance. But then you are in on all of these great giveaways. You're in on the TV. And if you want to know more about that, you can register during our Husker lunches. You can find out more at ESPNSuperstation.com, how to get more chances to have more opportunities to get your name drawn out for the 70-inch television and the Super Bowl party. Plus, you don't have to get in necessarily on Pigskin Pick. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. But you get one shot, 888-455-3776, to defeat Jim Langan and myself on Pigskin Pick'em. Call now at 888-455-3776. We just told you that Nebraska has played an FCS opponent in South Dakota State and Chattanooga the last 2 years. What were the total points scored against Nebraska in those two games? So you add South Dakota State and Chattanooga's point total together. What was the total points those two teams scored against Nebraska the last 2 years? First correct caller goes up against us in Pigskin Pick'em. Call now.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
This Sunday, the St. Louis Rams charge into the Windy City to take on the Chicago Bears. The Rams, with the ground attack of back Steven Jackson, will try to break the always tough Bears D. The Bears can beat you in the air with Brandon Marshall or get the tough yards from Michael Bush. It's the NFL Game of the Week from Soldiers Field, Rams at the Bears, right here this Sunday on Sports USA.
Rams, Bears, Broncos, Texans, Ravens, Patriots, your Sunday tripleheader on ESPN Radio.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 77. Northwest winds will also stay gusting around 15 to 25. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 40. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 68.
People everywhere, now everybody put your hands.
Daddy Show, Pigskin Pick'em, the answer to our trivia question. How many points did the last two FCS opponents, South Dakota State and Chattanooga, score against Nebraska? The answer was 10, and Jim in Grand Island knew the answer. South Dakota State won, beat them 17-3 and then 40-7 over Chattanooga last year. And Jim's going to take his hand at Pigskin Pick'em, going up against Jim Langan and me, Doug Duda, on today's program. How are we doing, Jim in Grand Island?
Ah, doing great for a blind guess I got on here, so hey, I'm good with it.
Well, let's get after it. First game is tonight, Baylor at Louisiana Monroe. It's a touchdown spread. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Baylor.
Jimmy, Louisiana Monroe is the team that beat Arkansas and almost won last week. Can they beat Baylor at home?
They could beat them. I think that, you know, it's going to be very intriguing. That's a game they've probably been looking for a long time. I think Baylor lost their quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. So I think I'm going to take Baylor, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to do here. That just seems like Louisiana Monroe should be favored. I'm going to take Baylor. Army at Wake Forest. I'm doing it again. Army came up 1 point short last week. I'm taking Army. What do you think, Jim?
I got Wake Forest.
And Jim from Grand Island.
Yeah, Wake Forest is so beat up. I'm going with Army.
Army. All right. Let's go with Oregon State at UCLA. Who you got, Jimmy?
I'm taking UCLA.
I'm going to take UCLA. Jim in Grand Island, who you got?
Yeah, I'll go with the Bruins as well.
Utah at Arizona State, coming off that not top 10 win over BYU last week. Who you got, Jim, in Grand Island?
Oh, we'll go with Utah.
Jimmy?
I got Arizona State.
I don't even know. What? That's just, all my papers are shuffled about. What's the spread on that one, even?
I think Arizona State's about 7.
Man. Yeah, they are. Okay, I'm going to take Arizona State. Kansas State at Oklahoma. This is everybody's in vogue upset special of the week. What about you, Jimmy?
I've got Oklahoma rolling here.
Jimmy from Grand Island.
Yeah, Oklahoma's not even going to make them close.
This game is at Oklahoma. I shall take Oklahoma. Syracuse at Minnesota. Syracuse tough at home, but on the road, Marquise Gray banged up. Will he even play? I didn't do enough studying on that, Jimmy Langan.
This game's like even. You know, it's an even game. Let's let the guy from Grand Island pick first.
I'll pick first.
All right.
I'm gonna take Minnesota. What do you think, Jimmy, in Grand Island?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Orangemen.
All right. We've split. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with that guy, Syracuse.
All right. Here's one. Temple at Penn State. Penn State's in the win column. I'm taking Penn State. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm taking Penn State also.
Jim from Grand Island.
Penn State.
Rutgers at Arkansas. John L. Smith says, smile, smile. Who you got, Jimmy, in Grand Island, Rutgers or Arkansas?
This is a tough one. I'll go with the Razorbacks on this one, I guess.
Taking Arkansas also.
Yeah, boy. Boy, boy, boy. Arkansas isn't that bad, are they? Well, we'll find out if they lose to Rutgers. Fresno State at Tulsa. Fresno State just absolutely crushed Colorado, who is being called the worst team in Division I, which I have a BCS conference, at a Tulsa team, quarterback by Cody Green, the former Husker. And Tulsa's favored? Who you got, Jimmy?
I'm taking Tulsa.
I'm taking Fresno State. What about you, Jim, in Grand Island?
You know, I think I'll go with Fresno State as well.
Wyoming at Idaho. I'm taking Wyoming. Jim in Grand Island, what do you got?
Is it at Idaho?
It's at Idaho. The potato factory.
I'm going with Idaho.
All right, Jimmy.
I'm staying with the guy. Jim from Grand Island, I think you know what you're doing. I'm going to take Idaho here.
I can already tell you I'm going to go like 4-8 this week. I can tell that.
All going to go 4-8.
Clemson, let's go with the two big games now here at the end. I didn't even put South Carolina, Missouri on there. What was the spread on that? 1 million? See, there's another one that was like 14 points somehow. 10? Yeah, see, I don't know. Clemson at Florida State. Who you got, Mr. Jimmy Langan?
Florida State.
Jim in Grand Island?
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State has choked every big game the last handful of years when they're supposed to be so great. I'm putting the dot by Clemson as the, like, just like last week when I said I should take Stanford, but I'll take USC. I should take Clemson, but I'll take Florida State. And I will go first here. Michigan at Notre Dame, our final game. I'm taking Michigan, no doubt, Michigan. They're the underdog. Michigan to win straight up in this football game. Don't need that here, but I get 5 bonus points if they do. Jim in Grand Island, Michigan or Notre Dame?
I will never, ever pick Notre Dame, so Michigan wins this one.
Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to take Notre Dame. It's going to be rainy and cold. Look for the unders in that game, but I'm going to take the Fighting Irish, and I think that weather is going to be a big problem.
I don't think Notre Dame has shown me the ability to score enough points. That's what I'm looking at. I think Michigan is going to have no problem putting points up on Notre Dame, and that's why I really like him here. Our tiebreaker, just in case we need it, the total points scored in the Nebraska-Idaho State game. How many you got, Jim, in Grand Island?
56.
You are the lowest of the three because I have chosen 59, and Jimmy has went with 66. in this football game. Jim in Grand Island, you've already won the Big Daly's Deli combo meal. You're up for $60 in gift cards from Cunningham's if you can beat us both. And, of course, you're in for the 70-inch television from Russell's Appliance and Super Bowl party from our friends at Cunningham's. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Take care.
Good luck, Jim.
Grand Island. There you go. Has that already brought us to the end of another program? Are we done? Is that it?
Yep.
Is it over? What's your favorite NFL game this weekend, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what. The Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, and New England Patriots are catching a lot of action, aren't they? You know what I mean, for people? But so I suppose that might be the most intriguing one.
Great Sunday night game here on ESPN Radio. Let's get on out of here. Enjoy your high school sports, whatever it is, cross-country, volleyball, football, softball, wherever you're at this weekend. If you're going to the Huskers game, I'm going to be interested to see the crowd reaction, because you will have the six former Husker players, the two former Kearney State players. Larry the Cable Guy is going to be there. He gets a special award, his family, him and his wife. But what will the crowd reaction be when they introduce Frank Solich going into the Hall of Fame? Of course, he can't be there because obviously he's got a game. But I think that will be one of those moments that you'll see and hear about quite a bit over the next week. Bo Pelini saying he is so excited that he's getting into the Hall of Fame, and he would have never, ever been in Nebraska had it not been for Frank Solich. Hey, we want to thank our friend from Idaho State, Jerry Miller, the play-by-play man, for joining us today. Monday, press conference. Monty Kratzenstein is going to slide in to help us break down Nebraska's first four games of the season. Jimmy Langan, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.